I don't know how easy this is going to be.
No, me neither.
but there we are.
Hey, Howard.
What?
Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London.
What are you
doing? I'll show you something that'll make you change your mind about coming to see a Tudor-based comedy show.
Great.
So,
when are we putting the theme tune in?
Nowish.
All right.
This is the Living Spit Podcast. Welcome to the Living Spit Podcast. Listen to the Living Spit Podcast. It's on the way.
Hello!
Welcome to this special...
Very special.
Very special version of the Living Spit Podcast. So, we were going to record this properly. Well, we sort of never were going to record this properly.
Never really came up, did it?
No, because we haven't got the kit with us.
Can I be mother?
We're drinking tea,
by the way. Let's let it brew a bit.
We really should have poured this before we started.
But let's brew it. Let it brew for a bit. We've just bought it. So, where are we sat?
We are sat on Upper Street in Islington, which is about as sort of hiply fashionable as you can be.
Very hippie
fashionable. Literally, like, past prime ministers live round the corner.
That's true. Yeah, we got a Ryman's the Stationery over there.
Actually, that's not so hip, is it?
I've picked the least hip.
We've got an amazing theatre, the Almeida.
Oh, yeah, but an even more amazing theatre, Howard, just six doors down, the King's Head Theatre Bar, which is a pub with a theatre in the back.
Yes.
And who's there at the moment?
We are. Oh, there's that show Proud. That looks really good.
No, not as good as that. Yeah. We would say that, wouldn't we?
So we're. This is a special. It probably won't be a very long one. Because as you can probably hear, we are sat outside Gail's bakery with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get into the theatre yet.
No.
And we've got literally nowhere else to go.
Nowhere to go. They don't actually open the theatre until about 5 o'clock. So between the hours of midday and five, we've got nothing to do, really.
We're like
nowhere to go.
A couple of theatrical hobos.
We are. We're pariahs of the theatrical world.
Thank you.
There you go. A bit of milk for
you,
Howard. Oh, you got your own jug.
Well, I did, but that's fine. Swap jugs.
So, we thought we'd give you a little insight as to what we're up to. We're here in London on tour, and how's it going at the moment?
It's going all right. I mean, we're not going to lie.
Yeah.
We haven't had the audiences we'd hoped for.
What do you mean?
Well, not yet. We're only three shows in.
Yeah.
But the people that have come have really enjoyed it.
There are some lovely people have come. In fact, someone just messaged us today.
Oh, right, okay.
To say...
This is news to me.
This is from Paul Varco.
Oh, yeah.
Just to say how much we enjoyed the show on Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
That's nice.
I've got a feeling Paul Varco might be local to us.
Really?
Maybe he's not. I don't know what he's doing here.
Paul, are you a Londoner? And if not, are you a Bristolian? Or if not, are you a Clevedonian? Where are you from, Paul?
Yeah, that's what we want to know. Where are you from?
Where the heck are you from? We've had a couple more comments.
Oh,
as well.
Have we got
some
comments
from the audience? Still no jingle for that. We've got one from, I'm going to come closer to the mic.
Sue Mercer. Sue Mercer.
Yeah, we have heard from Sue.
I know. Sue, it's lovely to hear that you're still all right, because you've been a bit quiet of late. So
we're worried about you.
She says, hi, guys. How do London audiences differ from the South West? Have you made any changes to the show? Looking forward to the podcast, XX.
Okay, right. So let's take those in order. We should actually say which show we're doing.
Yes, we haven't actually mentioned that, have we?
So this is we're doing the grand return of Elizabeth I, Virgin on the Ridiculous.
We certainly are, yeah.
Which was an early show for us, and I think it's the biggest gap between shows ever.
That's right, yeah. 7 years?
7 years since we've done this show.
Wow.
So that's what we're doing. What were the questions again?
How does the London audience differ from the South West?
There's a lot less of them.
There's a lot fewer in London than there are in the Southwest, where we're known and adored, I think is the right word.
Universally loved.
There's not that many. We have also been hampered by a tube strike, and I'm definitely blaming it on that.
It definitely is the tube strike.
We've had tube strikes.
We've done three shows so far.
Yeah, three shows.
Two days of which were tube strikes.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just say the three shows we've done, if we got all the audiences together, they'd fit into one, and we could just have 2 days off.
Let's say the three audiences we've had together. Yeah. I don't know if anybody, not all of you, have been to the theatre shop, but it's not a large venue.
No.
If we put all of them together, they wouldn't even half fill the theatre shop.
That is very true. But we, you know, on the upside, it's been lots of fun to do it, and they've been lovely actually.
They're really lovely.
Ones we've had, there weren't many, but they're very, very sweet and warm.
Yeah.
And the South West audiences are very sweet and warm as well.
Yes.
So, in terms of how they actually are, there's not much difference, no. Except there's more of them.
Joke's a joke, wherever
Joke's
you are.
A joke. Right. Got another one from David Phillips.
Well, have we made any changes to the show?
Oh, she did say
she
that,
did,
yeah. Have we?
Well, it depends what you mean. Not in regard to being in London.
No.
But we have made a lot of changes to the show since we last did it.
We have.
We've basically cut an hour out of it.
Yeah, it's a lot shorter and slicker and, we think, funnier and better.
Yeah, for two reasons. One was the main one. Well, not the main one. The first one was that we have to do the show straight through, both here
yes.
and at the Bristol Old Vic.
No well, interval.
And so we're doing that through the whole tour, so mm-hmm. there won't be an interval. And really, you can't expect people to sit more than about an hour and 10 without wetting themselves,
yeah.
especially our audiences.
Yeah. What, with laughter or just from the need to
yeah,
empty
need
bladder?
To empty bladder,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
We were thinking about supplying those pads that you put on
yes.
on old people's chairs.
Yeah, peenie pads.
But also, because the show was too long first yeah. time round, we watched the video when we were rehearsing it. We were going,
it was interminable,
word,
wasn't it?
It was. It did go on.
Yeah, it
so,
did go on. So we made it a lot slicker, faster. But I'm happy to say all the songs have survived.
And all the...
Most of the best jokes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, John D hasn't. There's a long story about this.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for it?
Well,
story?
Let's cut it short because okay. it was a mini episode. John D was originally in it, and we got rid of him, and then we replaced him with Henry VIII.
Yes.
Made an appearance. And this time we thought, right, we're getting John D in, definitely.
Yeah. So
we
got rid of him. Cut Henry VIII,
yeah. put John D back in. And then we got rid of him again and replaced him with William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So he's cut for the second time. We got a message from David Phillips.
Oh, David Phillips, yeah. Are my fellow Londoners treating you country boys okay?
Wow.
Not sure how I feel about that.
No.
Must be good not to pack the van up after every performance. Hopes it goes well and see you in Stur. I should let that spell S-T-U-R.
You
I don't think he's
not,
expecting
not
us
jail.
To see us in prison.
No.
In May.
Yes. Now, David, I didn't know you were a Londoner. That's
no.
very, very interesting news. Tell us your backstory. How did you
end up in
end
Dorset?
Up in Sturminster Newton.
Yeah, or thereabouts.
And yes, they are treating us well, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
everyone's been
lovely.
Really
yeah.
lovely. The staff and the audiences here have been fantastic. So, yeah, they're treating
yeah.
us very nicely.
Very nice, and it's a lovely place to be. It's like, you know, we're treating it like a little sort of holiday, really, aren't
if
we?
If only it wasn't pissing down with rain.
Can you say pissing?
Well, I just have.
Yeah.
And you've said it now as well.
Oh, God.
So
we're both double trouble.
We're both in trouble for it. It is good not to pack up the van every performance, David. It's
yeah.
really nice to just come out of the theatre and go back to your digs.
Although
the
we do have to, we've got quite a quick changeover. There's a sort of
yeah.
Edinburgh-style changeover, so we have to get everything out of the way for
yes.
the next show to come in about 15 minutes later.
Yes.
So the end of the show is slightly frantic.
It is a bit frantic. The clapping happens, and then the other actors from the other show descend upon the dressing room, and you go, oh, God, let's get everything out of the way so they can do their show.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit frantic, but we're coping, aren't we?
We are
coping. Now, Howard, we've been
waving
across the street. She's just coming.
Stage manager,
across the street.
Fiona, the Triminator Trim, is in her Mac. She's looking really cross
yeah,
about having to cross the road.
Rain.
She's coming over.
She's coming over.
She's
now,
coming
don't
over.
Pretend we're not recording
a podcast.
As soon as we hear that she's recording.
Yeah, she won't say anything
no.
if she knows we're
Hello,
recording
Trimmo.
A podcast. Hi, Trimmo.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah. All right, thank you.
We're definitely not recording a podcast
no, we're not.
On this table.
No, and you're definitely not in it, Trimmo.
Good. That's good news.
She looks like she's been to the cinema.
I haven't.
And seen Cyrano.
What have you seen?
Oh, June.
June.
Oh,
I want to see June.
Really
yeah,
good.
I do too. Is it?
Really good.
Right. We've also been to the cinema,
yeah,
haven't we?
We saw the Batman.
Oh, it was good.
It was really good. Yeah.
yeah.
But I think maybe that now's not the time for a
yeah,
review.
Yeah, no, that's not. That's
while
not
we're being
save that.
Assailed by...
Well, we'll find out how June
traffic.
Was later on, Trimmo.
Yeah.
You want to say a quick hello and goodbye to our audience?
Not hello. Goodbye.
I love that she done it
wave,
to the wrong telephone, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Okay, I'm gonna go and sit
all right, we'll see you in a bit.
See you late. See, that was like, you know,
yeah,
it was almost like the reporting from the war in Ukraine.
It really was, wasn't
like,
it?
It was
yeah.
like, you know, like people are coming in.
Yeah.
We've got breaking news all the time, i.e. Trimmo's walking up the street.
Absolutely. I feel like Martin Simpson. Who's that?
No.
Martin Bell.
He was...
And I've mixed
one.
Up with John Simpson.
John Simpson.
What I've done
or
is...
Lise Doucette. She's brilliant.
Never
she's the one
it.
That's in Ukraine at the moment for the BBC.
Oh.
She's fantastic.
Right.
Anyway, that's...
We have been working, Howard.
Yeah.
With a PR consultant for this run of Elizabeth, haven't we?
This is ridiculous.
It's new
let's,
for us.
Let's
new
face
world.
It, Stu.
We've been working with a PR consultant called Helen. Hi, Helen, if you're listening.
And Kaz as well.
Kaz as well, yeah.
They're
a fantastic team. Trying to get the word out to those Londoners about our show.
Yeah. Because I think you forget that, don't you? Like,
you
in Bristol, we're one of like four shows that are on at any one time in that city, and you come to London and you realise that
you're up against the big league.
Well, there's so many shows on, and literally people can go and, you know, kind of, they can go and see us, or they can go and see
anything really.
James McAvoy, the Outrider, or whatever.
I know who I'd rather see. James McAvoy.
James McAvoy every day.
Now, Helen, our PR consultant, and Kaz have advised us that our potential London audience may have some questions for us about the show.
Wow.
Apparently she gets emails every day with questions about the show. So Howard, I think we should go to some hypothetical
questions from the audience.
Enough for some audience questions.
I'll be the hypothetical audience member.
Yeah. And that means I've got to answer
them. Well, let's swap halfway through.
Okay, yeah.
How long is it? That's my first question.
About an hour and ten.
All right. Without an interval?
Without an interval.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Can I bring my dog?
I'm not too sure. You can bring your dog into the pub.
Yeah, there's a puppy station, isn't there?
Yeah, whether you can bring your dog into the auditorium.
Yeah, that's another matter.
That is another matter. I mean, these are only for the London audiences, by the way.
Yeah,
the rules might be different over there.
It'd be nice to see a dog, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be lovely.
We did have a dog once in Swan Lake, didn't we?
It was brilliant.
It was really cute.
Because we were wearing flippers, do you remember?
And, oh, it was brilliant.
And the we came in and the dog just freaked out.
Yeah, it was a guide dog or I can't remember what kind of dog, but it was a helper dog anyway.
Yeah, and, we're both mad dog
and
fans.
And Trimmer came backstage, says there's a dog in, and we were like, exciting, there's a dog.
Yeah.
As soon as Howard came out flapping his flippers, it was so they had to leave.
That was Stuart's dog impression, ladies and gentlemen. Thank Stuart's dog impression.
I was doing a dog.
A dog.
And an extra prize if you guess what breed I was doing.
It was a golden retriever.
It was!
Yeah.
Well, because it was a helper dog, I told you that. Right, anyway, back to the questions. So, is it like a comedy?
Yeah, it's very much like a comedy.
Right, like a comedy. Okay.
It is a comedy.
It is?
Yes, for those of you who don't know.
Right. And I'm going to... I'm doing the next question.
You're doing it slightly...
Well, I get the sense of that. A little bit annoyed.
Voice. Okay.
You have to really drag them out, don't you?
Okay.
It's like, all right. What time's it on?
Oh, it's on at 7 o'clock, which is a brilliant time because you can get there after work.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know in London they work late, but 7 o'clock, you come in, you can have a little drink after work.
Yeah.
You can see the show.
Yeah. Tie
your dog up. It's all done by 8:15.
Wow.
So you can either go out for dinner afterwards, or you can go home for dinner.
Well, that leads me on to my next question.
Yes.
Shall I eat dinner before I arrive?
You could, but it'd be quite an early dinner.
What shall I have?
I would have steak and chips.
What if I'm a vegetarian?
Well, if you're a vegetarian, maybe a mushroom Wellington.
Oh, that sounds nice. Shall I have a drink with it?
Yeah.
What shall I have?
Orange juice and lemonade.
Oh, I'm allergic to lemonade.
Okay, glass of wine then.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. Blinking just happens automatically, right?
Yeah.
I don't have to think about it.
No.
All right, what about breathing?
Breathing, yeah, that's okay too.
Yeah. And what about if I forget to do those things? What happens?
You die.
Right.
Well the former, your eyes will get quite dry.
Yeah, they'll get dry.
The latter, you'll die eventually.
Will they bury me or burn me? We'll leave it there, shall we? We'll leave it there. You can imagine that.
I have to say, Stuart, not all of those questions were genuine questions, were they?
I extrapolated it to the full extent. I pulled it right out. So I hope that's helped some of the London audiences with some of the questions. I mean, I don't think there's any other things they need to know, really.
Not really.
It's a fun, light-hearted comedy show.
Yeah.
There's no politics in it.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun, ladies and gents.
And if you like music...
And or history.
Or history.
And I have got a thing I need to say about this.
Yeah, go on.
We need to say a special thank you to London Walks,
who have
included us in their podcast this week. And apparently three of the guides from London Walks have come in to see the show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be disappointed, aren't they, with the history? They go, that didn't happen at all!
You see, you always say that. I think our history is quite accurate.
It is, actually. And a lot of people say, it's nonsense, all that. But actually, there is quite a lot of well-researched history. For all our mucking about and saying how crappily researched we do it,
yeah.
We do actually do our research
We do have a strict rule, which is the historical research only goes as far as Wikipedia.
Exactly,
yeah.
And if it needs any more in-depth research, it's a no-no for us.
Yeah.
It's not for us, no. So, that's it.
I think that's it for a little bite-sized podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else we want to say.
Here
we go.
After next week...
Oh, yeah.
We've got one more week here in London.
Yes.
And then we're going to be in our hometown of Bristol.
Yes.
Bristol
Old Vic. And it's already selling extremely well.
Exactly. It is.
So,
and we're doing... I think we're doing Monday, Tuesday, normal times, yeah. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
We're doing
Friday.
Seven
shows a night.
Yeah. No, we're not.
We do two shows a night. Yeah. 6:30 and 9.
And 9, yeah. So, so depending whether you like to eat early or late.
Yeah, shall I eat before I come?
Well, if you come into the 6:30, I would say no. But
shall I eat between?
Yeah, if you like.
What shall I have to drink? Let's get that character pensioned off. Please come. If you're near Bristol as well, please come.
And then we're all over the place, Stuart,
aren't we, until
July.
As David says, we're going to Stirmitz and Newton in May.
We're going to the Minac in Cornwall and loads and loads of other places. Yeah. Theatre Shop in June and July.
So, yeah, look at our website, livingspit.co.uk, for details, and the dates will be up there.
Yeah, and we'll do it. I tell you what, when we get back to Bristol, we'll do a proper podcast.
We will. We'll do a nice
This isn't really a proper one. This is just us pretending.
Yeah.
So, I hope you heard all of this, because there's been quite a lot of
traffic
going past, but it does add to the kind of atmos.
It does. So now, thanks for listening, and we're gonna sign off with, as usual, my favourite feature in the podcast, your favourite feature in the podcast, is Howard's End.
Howard's End is gonna end the show for us. Howard's End.
Stuart, we've spent the last week now in London, and London people have sometimes got a bad reputation for being aggressive or impatient, but I found that people in London have been just as friendly as anywhere else in the country, and I found they've given me a lot of support and love every time I've met them. So my advice would be, if you're wondering how to behave towards other people, then be like the people of Islington and be kind.
Wow. Be kind like the people of Islington. You heard it here first, folks. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll speak to you all soon. Love you all.
Love you all.
Bye!
That was the Living Spit Podcast. Goodbye from the Living Spit Podcast. You've been listening to the Living Spit Podcast. It's gone away.